The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovelradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
I'm Kelly.
And today we've got some really, really good beers. So what we're going to do first, before we get down right to it, we're going to walk around the room. We'll start off with Kelly. We haven't seen you in, 4 weeks. How have you been?
Awesome. Trying not to melt in the heat.
Oh, it's hot where you're at, huh?
About 107-ish.
You should turn your AC on. I think that'll solve your problem.
Ah, that would have helped. You should have told me sooner.
Anything interesting happened for you?
I haven't melted yet.
That's it.
Pretty much.
Fantastic. How about you, Frank?
I'm also trying not to melt. It's 107, 113 in places.
What places are we talking about? Like, places that the sun don't shine?
Like, as soon as I just get in my car.
Ah, yes. Ball sticky.
Yeah. In a minivan with leather seats. It's uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Ball sticky, sticky.
That's ball soup.
And for me, I stay out of the heat, so I only come out at night, so I can't relate. Sorry, guys.
It's all good.
Yes, so I guess we better get down to the beer, huh?
Yeah, that's why we're here, right?
Yeah, but normally we have a lot to say at the beginning, but we don't.
What do you want
to
talk about?
I don't know. You give me.
How's your week been?
Oh, I said I did vampire life.
Well, other than being out of the heat and doing the vampire life.
Couple of hand jobs to a couple of bums.
Nice.
Is that how you make your extra money or all your money?
No, that's charity. It's generosity.
Oh, you just have to like it.
No. You just have to feel bad for them because they have no home.
I feel bad for lots of people, but I ain't touching them.
Well, that's what makes me a saint.
Makes you a weirdo.
No. I'm doing my civil part. Think about it. If I alleviate them, they're not going to rape anyone.
Yeah, okay. Except for maybe you.
No. I'm not. I'm a willing participant of helping.
Just don't turn around after you're done.
No, I walk backwards slowly. I walk backwards really slow. Uber's waiting for me. They're a couple of feet away, and then I drive away in the sunset. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Why would you drive away in the sunset if you don't go out during the day?
Exactly. See what I'm saying? You have to be incognito.
That's what I thought.
You have to be
incognito.
Right.
So you're a woman?
No. It's just a word on plays of darkness.
Okay, then. Perhaps you've already started with the beer.
No, it's not. Whoa. Stop judging. It's not ladylike. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and get down to it, guys. Sorry for just befuddling all your ear holes, but that's what we do. Before we start, we want to thank chilllovelradio.net for allowing us to fuck up the airways with our wonderful, wonderful crassiness. And so, Frank, I noticed that we've got some really, really big bottles and one tiny one.
Yeah, we've got some interesting stuff this week. We will be drinking a Stone Enjoy By IPA. This one is actually 2/14/15.
And we're in what month?
We are in June.
We're in June, several months later.
Several months later. We'll see how it holds up.
Absolutely.
Then we've got Happy Holidays Flavored Ale by Marin Brewing Company.
Okay.
We've got Lancaster Milk Stout from Lancaster Brewing Company.
Okay.
We've got a Jalapeno Imperial IPA from Alaskan.
All right.
Should be interesting. And we've got Iceman cider from Angry Orchard.
Interesting. That's Kelly, Kelly, what do you think about all these?
I think a couple of them sound interesting, and one of them sounds like
Which one is the uh-uh?
Anything that's got jalapeno in it is a uh-uh.
Well, in America, I understand you're Latin, and I understand that's your
respect. I understand you are
incorrect. But here in the U.S. of the A, it's pronounced jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Yes, jalapenos. Oh. Just like you would say fajitas. Here it's fajitas.
Say fajitas.
That is correct. Those are, you know, when you go somewhere, ask for a six-pack of fajitas.
You, sir, are a dumbass. But hey, whatever.
Anyways, let's get back to it. Guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. How about this? Ladies' choice. Frank, I mean Kelly, which one do you want to do first? Today's soundboard has been brought to you by Frank's Mouthhole. Get you some.
Sure, that's what made that sound. We'll just go with this one that's in front here.
Good choice.
Absolutely.
Stone Enjoy By.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and clean up because everything just splooshed because Frank is a huge fan of Stone. Let's get it. We'll be right back after we clean up his spunk. All right, guys, we're ready to rock and roll. I hope you guys are ready because, like I said, Frank ovaries exploded when we were like about to do this Stone. Yo, jealous?
A little bit.
Are your ovaries going to explode?
My what?
Ovaries? Your wave ovaries? How do you Mexicans say it? Oh, wave ovaries?
Wavos?
They're gross. All right, Frank, what do we got for these guys?
We are going to be drinking a Stone Enjoy By IPA. If you've never seen it before, if you lived under a rock. Stone puts out Enjoy By IPAs kind of around the year, and it's usually staggered a couple months. So I know this one in particular is 2/14/15. I did have the one for May, and then the newest one I've seen is 7/4/16.
Well, who's the guy who...
This one is actually older than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
forgot it was 15. It's actually...
Oh, the date's a little different?
Yeah.
Oh,
So,
we've got an ancient beast that's been aging for some time.
Should be interesting. It is 9.4% alcohol. Or it was 9.4%.
We don't know.
Well, we don't know.
Just down it.
Well, take the top off.
Let's do it. Give it here. Kelly, how do you feel about that? A year old beer.
My stomach hurts.
Good. All right. So let's go ahead and give some to the lady.
Thanks.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. That caught me off guard on the show.
That's not easy to do.
I figured I'd just run with your joke.
I appreciate that.
No worries.
You are the straight man.
I'm glad to know that one of you is.
Okay, see, gross. You know what? Just pick your fucking glass up, and it looks like butter.
Yeah, like just about to turn to brown butter.
Yeah, it's got that nice color. Kelly, what color is it? Yellow?
It's got...
Ipaquit?
Yeah.
It's not a bad color. It's nice. It's a really nice... it's also translucent.
At the top of my glass.
Oh, you got the goodies.
I got the goodies.
Oh, you got the yeast. Oh, let me look.
So in my glass, folks, there's a lot of particulates just floating at the very top.
I got nothing. I just all clean and clear and crisp.
Extremely cloudy. At least I think so.
Yeah, yours is extremely cloudy. Hers is kind of cloudy.
Yeah.
You can see a little bit.
Yeah, she's got, and I got.
Yours is floating on the towards the bottom a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't have whatever.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah, whatever. Let's go ahead and
smell.
Cheers to the smell. Clink. We'll start with Kelly. Good answer. Good.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's a pretty pungent, rather unpleasant smell, and I can't really tell you what it smells like. That's why I actually keep sniffing it. I'm not sure what that is, but it's kind of musty.
There you go. Musty is a mess.
That's awesome. It smells like armpit.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Musty is an interesting take on it. I'm thinking more malty than hoppy, but slightly on the sweet side, which is odd for a Stone IPA because usually it's pretty pronounced and pretty aggressively bitter. But for some reason, this smells really sweet.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting your malt, but
caramel.
I can actually smell the alcohol.
Yeah,
there's a boozy smell to it, and it is sweet, little toffee, little caramel. Mm. But then again, maybe this mellowed out. After being over a year, maybe it mellowed out, you know, and actually it has a, it's a nice aromatic going on. Very inviting. And if at a first whiff, it doesn't smell like an IPA at all.
No.
That malt covers it completely. So let's get down to the taste. So I'm dying. Cheers to the taste.
Cheers.
And then there you go. All right, Kelly, what you got?
It's not as bitter as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
But there's nothing, there's no predominant flavor for me. That just tastes like beer.
Just beer.
Yeah, I can't pull anything out of that. That's just, it's got this bitter aftertaste to it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
just beer.
Just beer, doesn't taste like an IPA?
I don't, you know, well, for me, that doesn't really resonate quite yet.
Does it taste like a Rolling Rock?
No.
Okay, just thought I'd ask.
Check it.
Oh, sorry. How about you, Mr. Frank?
It's definitely sweet. I have a feeling that this did not hold up. And IPAs really aren't brewed to hold up a long time. So keeping an IPA for a year, folks out there, is probably inadvisable because it does start to break down after some time. Even though it was originally created, at least the style was, for shipping from Britain to India many, many months at sea. After almost a year and a half, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't really taste IPA-ish anymore.
Okay.
It's not bad, though. It's buttery, creamy, definitely a lot of toffee, a lot of caramel in there. And then there's a bitterness in the finish, but not like your typical hophead bitterness, and definitely not what Stone is known for. So I think Stone themselves would tell you that these Enjoy By IPAs really are not supposed to be cellared because they're going to lose something.
Right. For me, I think the 9% saved it. I think it preserved it because I'm still getting a very sharp, bitter dryness from it. And that could be from the boozy level.
Yeah.
It is sweet, but overall, it kind of leaves this numbing feeling and plant taste in your mouth, which still, you know, if you drink IPAs all the time, this just tastes like a very light-bodied IPA as far as the sharpness goes and the aggression. But then you have the malt that kind of covers that, and you're like, eh, it's not an IPA. It seems fancy. It's kind of like what I always tell people about the IBUs being so high.
Yep.
And if that malt's brought up. So I assume that this was going to be an aggressive IPA when you had it. It still tastes fine a year later. I don't think it broke down because of the 9%. Now, if this was a year later and it was a 5%er, then I'm pretty sure we'd have a pretty bad beer. I think the ABV preserved it. And to me, it's just it has an average IPA taste.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there enough to make you respect the beer.
Have you had the Enjoy By within the time frame?
Yes.
What's the difference?
More aggression.
Okay.
More aggression. This is just mellowed out. Most of the time when you drink like a, we can say like, I know you haven't had it, but the Bourbon Counties.
Mm-hmm.
Really aggressive right off the bat, but then if you let them age a couple of years, they become easy to handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what happened here. It just became easier to handle.
Okay.
So, all right, Kelly. So what's your grade and how you feel about it? We changed the grading system from 1 to a billion, and billion is
it's still getting a 3.
Oh.
Nice.
So why?
Because middle of the road is what it is for me. That's the emotion and reaction it evokes. It's not good nor bad. It's just a beer.
Okay. How about you?
I'm gonna go 3.7. I'd say it's a little bit higher than average. It probably may have been spectacular within the time frame. I'm not quite sure. I'm enjoying the mellowed outness of it. You know, when you're going for a Stone IPA, you're going for a Stone IPA, and there is a characteristic to it that it's a palate wrecker.
Right.
And that's kind of what you expect getting into it. This is definitely not a palate wrecker. So, yeah, I mean, it's still good. I'm not going to knock anybody over to get to it.
Right. Well, you're kind of a nice guy. So.
Yeah.
So, for me, guys, I'm going to rate this. I'm going to go with a 3.8. That's above average. I am going to be on the opposite of this. I think it mellowed out to be enjoyable versus not so much slapped in the face with IPA balls. You know what I mean? And that's nothing wrong with super aggression. And this isn't me being biased. As everyone knows, IPAs are like my least desirable style of beer. But I do come across some really good ones. This one's really good. I think for those who do cellar beers, you're looking for that evened out complexity of high ABV and you're able to enjoy the high alcohol content. I think this one reaches it, even though Stone, believe it or not, they're against cellaring beers.
Right.
They're like, drink it now. That's why they started this really cool gimmick of enjoy this by now Don't you age it. And we aged this beer, and it still turned out nice. This is a year-old beer, and it's still nice. It wasn't spoiled or completely broken down. It's right. Just, we could drink this. If someone handed it to you, you would drink it, right? This is enjoyable beer versus that aggression IPA your mind has already hoped and set on.
Right.
So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead, and we're going to reset for the next one. We'll see you in 2 seconds. All right, guys, we're back, and right now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got something interesting for you. So, Frank, what do we got for these guys?
Got a jalapeno Imperial IPA from Alaska, and it's called their Pilot Series. It's a limited edition specialty beer. It is 8.5% alcohol. If you'd like to know a little bit more about Alaskan, you can go to www.alaskanbeer.com.
Sweet. So, what are your thoughts on this beer, you guys?
Well, I'm a little afraid of it, but, you know, I'm not, obviously, if I see or hear jalapeno, I'm going to think spicy. Okay, jalapeno. I'm going to think spicy, and I don't usually like anything that's spicy.
Fair enough. All right, let's crack this open. Let's get down to it. All right. Get this open, stupid damn. My teeth. Ow.
My teeth.
Yeah, I opened it with my teeth.
You don't have any.
What? Let's get all that together. There you go. All right. And a little bit to Frank here. Now he's got ulcers. So you get a little bit. Here's that to your health. A little bit here. All right. So how do you guys like the way it looks? What do you think?
It's foamy.
All right. Foamy. I like a little golden.
Pretty.
It's got a very rich malty color for an IPA.
It's almost coppery.
Yeah.
Is that even a word?
It is coppery. Now.
Coppery?
Sure.
Okay, I'm
It's a word in the same way that crusty.
What? That's not a word. Crusty is not a word. Squoze?
Yeah, you say it all the time.
Squoze is a word. That's past pretense of squeeze.
Same thing.
Squoze. All right, so.
It's transparent. Not filtered for sure. I'm sorry. Filtered for sure. That's where I was.
So I had to look at it. Yeah, it's really nice looking. All right, guys, let's get down to the smell. All right, guys, this is the part. But I'm dying to watch your faces. Go ahead.
Mm.
Oh, that's a real nice look, Kelly. What does it smell like?
Jalapeno.
There you go.
It smells pepper. You can smell that. That's actually a pretty, for me, that's a pretty predominant scent coming out.
Smell like some good heat coming from it.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
You don't smell jalapeno?
No, I get...
Nothing spicy?
Nothing spicy.
What are you?
Malty.
Are you serious? You're not really smelling that?
I'm really not smelling it.
Yeah, smell it here. Like, seriously, it is jalapeno all day, dude.
I get kind of earthy, botanical.
Do you eat spicy food on a regular?
I do.
There, that's why you're desensitized. Yeah, that's jalapeno all day, guys. I mean, seriously, it's the very first thing you smell.
My smell is dead.
No, someone needs to fucking cut back
it's
on the.
It's dead.
Back. Okay, fine. Today's dead smell has been brought to you by cutthatshitoutatyourkitchen.org, which is not a real website. Oh, man. That's crazy. You really can't smell those peppers.
Thank the God.
Man, that's crazy. All right. Okay, you give your description. You already gave that. We say peppers. You guys be the judge. Let us know. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and get down to the tires. Here we go. Cheers, fuckers. You can taste it, right, Frank?
I gotta wait because it's probably coming for the back.
It's towards the back. Actually, you can taste the jalapenos without the heat or the spice. It just, you can taste like pepper.
Yeah, I get jalapeno, little, for me, tiny, tiny little bit
of heat. I'm not getting a lot of heat.
I don't get any heat at all.
I can taste the pepper.
I can taste jalapeno.
The pepper, the pepper's there.
Yeah.
So that's good.
It's not a
hot beer.
No,
it's. You know, you could get, like, jalapeno-flavored chips, and a lot of times they're not too spicy.
Right.
They've got a little bit of spice to it.
It's actually rather sweet. It's really sweet, and that's due to the pepper. They might have actually jalapenos relatively aren't that spicy.
They're not really hot, super hot.
But then the label, is it me, or does it look like a volcano's on there?
Well, I think that's what Alaska has.
And
at least usually a mountain in the background, but this time it is a volcano erupting.
It's not, there's no heat here.
But, and I don't know if this is correct, the peppers that they portray on the front are red, and usually
red
when a pepper goes red, it's going to be sweeter.
Ah, so it's a jalapeno. with no heat. So it's not even a spicy beer. It's just a nice sweet pepper taste to an IPA. So it's complementing the bitter with a little bit of like twang.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than, you know,
burning mouth bad. Going in and burning go, ass Kelly. Going out. We could have saved this one for last.
Maybe you should have.
No, we let you pick. All right. I mean, other than that, it's pretty good. I mean, could you drink this all day? Kelly's saying yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know if I could drink it all day. I could probably have a couple pints of it, and then I'd want to switch to something
new. Yeah, the more I'm drinking it, the more I'm having, the sweeter it's becoming. And it's actually probably the jalapeno aspect is pretty much washing out now. It's not no longer a shock to the system. It's no longer predominant. It's just complementing the Imperial IPA. So what was the ABV again on this?
It is 8.5.
Okay.
And so it's that's not really big for an Imperial.
No, it's not. It's rather low.
But you know what? I was listening to something. Garrett Oliver, who is at Brooklyn Brewery, was talking about how a lot of times we've become desensitized. We're so into, or people in general are so into these really rough and aggressive IPAs that it almost does wreck your palate. And when you get something that you could possibly say is elegant and sophisticated, right, like this, where there really is a balance to it. It's not really peppery. It's not really aggressive with.
But it is what it says. And yeah, you're getting what you're seeing. And for me, I'm not, like I said, I'm a fan of IPAs if they're Imperials and doubles, because I like that more. I need more of whatever it needs to be. Right. And this is just really complex but simple at the same time. Kelly, so how do you feel about this? I mean,
well, it almost, not like you guys feel. How about that?
What does that mean?
Only because for me, the thing that I recognize more than anything else is that at the end of it all, I have this bitter after, and I never like it.
That's an IPA
for me. I understand. So. That's why, for me, those are probably the ones that I always enjoy the least.
Okay.
Just because of the bitterness factor.
Well, let us know when you get the sand out of there. How did you enjoy the jalapeno IPA? How did you feel about that jalapeno?
You know what? That wasn't what I expected it to be, so that actually was a pleasant surprise.
Would you drink this all the time? You would not.
I would not drink it all the time, simply because for me, bitterness is sort of the thing that's going to kill me. I was just pleasantly surprised that it wasn't what I expected in terms of the whole jalapeno flavor.
Okay.
Would you recommend it to a friend?
I would recommend it to a friend. Certainly would recommend it to a friend because it's different from probably, you know, what they would normally be grabbing. So I'd say, you know, I would say try it because it's not going to be what they expect either.
Right. Okay. So, all right, Kelly, what's your score and why?
That's another 3 for me. And I give a 3 to something that's not bad, but not something that I would grab.
Okay.
I enjoy spicy food. And the more I sip this, the more I am getting a little bit of a burn.
Just a little bit.
Enough to say, hey, there's jalapenos. But it's not, nothing about this is overwhelming. The jalapenos aren't overwhelming. The malt's not overwhelming. The hops are not overwhelming. It's definitely not your typical West Coast Imperial IPA. That's for sure. But I would agree with Kelly that it's interesting.
Right.
It is different. To me, there's almost a sophistication or an elegantness to it. So I think that I would go above average. Probably I'd go with a 4. And that may seem a little bit high, but I think this is enjoyable. You've got someone like Kelly who really dislikes IPAs.
Yeah, they're just too bitter.
And although she's not going to knock anybody over to get to this again, I think you could probably drink it.
You know, I probably could. I could sip it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not something that I would just completely turn my nose up at. So yeah, because it's different, I would.
And this is not a let's funnel this and get fucked up kind of beer.
Oh, no. No, definitely not that.
It's more of a, like Kelly said, it's more of a sipping kind of take it easy. And just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Really, really, truly enjoy it.
Nice. All right. For me, guys, I'm going to give this a 4. I like it. It's simplistic. It's simple and complex at the same time. The complexity comes into play with how subtle the jalapeno comes in and how you really think it feels like a regular IPA. The more you consume it, you get a little bit more heat, but not so much that it puts you off. I also can see this versatile, cooking with it. To be honest with you, I would cook with this. I'd make a nice little sauce with it. I don't think I'd marinate something.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if this is a quick answer question.
Okay, let's see what we got. We're only here for an hour.
I don't know what difference Imperial makes in an IPA.
Basically, hands down, a double, a triple, and an Imperial is basically doubling the ingredients.
Okay.
That's basically it. So if you're going to double or triple the ingredients, hence double, triple,
and Imperial. Those I understood. I just wondered what Imperial meant to
you. It's a nicer word of saying double.
Okay.
It's a or fancy way to say high ABV.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That didn't take long, did it?
Nope.
Okay.
Just to yeah. jump on the train.
Choo-choo.
I'm getting almost a jalapeno jelly to it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit of some jamming. No, it's a really interesting beer. Alaskan, you guys are awesome. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and clean this all up because there's a little bit of a mess to clean up here because apparently while we were doing this, Kelly just poured it all over her body. She's like, I may not be able to drink it, but I'll wear that jalapeno. I'm like, ew. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started with the next beer. All right, Frank, what are we doing?
Let's see. The next thing we will be doing is Hoppy Holidays Flavored Ale from Marin Brewing Company. This is just a holiday ale. It's 7% alcohol. If you'd like some more information, www.marinbrewing.com. And you can actually contact somebody, which I've never seen on a bottle before. So, cheers to you, Brendan, at marinbrewing.com.
Do you know who Brendan is? I believe he's either the owner or the brewmaster. Because on the back, cool. It shows his signature and someone else's signature.
Sure does.
Yeah, so it's one of the two, which is pretty cool.
So, if you'd like to contact him and get in touch with Brendan, feel free.
Hey, Brendan is awesome. I like him. That's pretty cool. So, let's go ahead and crack this open. I'm dying. Oh, this is California made.
Yep.
It's a California brewed. Very proud to be the state that they're in. There we go. All right. Give some to Kelly because she's a huge IPA fan.
You know, you guys are trying to kill me.
No, we're not.
This is an IPA, though.
Oh, Holiday Ale. I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad. Well, we've been kind of doing pretty much IPA, so.
It seems like pretty much everything anybody drinks these days.
They're popular, aren't they?
They're a little too popular.
Remind me to never make them. Never make them. All right, so let's rock and roll. So, Kelly, what you got? How's it look to you?
This is another one that's kind of got that apricot kind of color.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Frank?
Yeah, amberish, coppery, which is a word.
I'm not going to argue about it, whatever.
Not much of a head, but it's got decent legs to it. I reform it. Comes up a little bit, but it's less than a quarter of an inch.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
But it's transparent for sure. It looks like it's definitely filtered. I'm interested to see what it tastes like.
For me, it looks like a little toasted butterscotch. It's got a butterscotch, dark butterscotch color. So here we go, guys. Cheers to the smell. Wait a minute. That's festival. That's festivus. It's a real word. I'm getting some sort of spice. Like it's either nutmeg or clove.
Pumpkin pie-ish?
Kind of. Or minced meat smell. There's some spice.
That spice combination that seems to be common in holiday pies for sure.
Yeah.
Even apple pie.
I'm smelling vanilla, actually. A little vanilla. But it's definitely, it's holidays ale, right? So this is definitely a fall or winter beer.
Yeah.
So what about you, Kelly? What you got? All right. It's a little perplexing, guys. It's got a little spice, a little sweet to it.
Caramel.
A little sticky. It smells sticky.
It does kind of smell sticky, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no sense in digging in there. Let's just dive right into the taste. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm tasting that pumpkin taste. Mace, nutmeg, cinnamon.
It feels sticky.
It's got vanilla. It's definitely vanilla. It's definitely holiday. I can definitely taste a few spices.
Yeah.
The most predominant one for me is cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
And then nutmeg for sure. Mace is kind of on the back end. But overall, texture is like vanilla-ish cream.
Yeah.
Or creme. So that's pretty cool. What about you, Kelly? How do you think the taste is like for you?
Yeah, I would say probably vanilla and probably there's some spice. And it has a kind of a creamy kind of mouthfeel. I liked it.
Mr. Frank.
Yeah, I'm getting the same kind of spice profile. Cinnamon, I get clove, nutmeg, probably some allspice as well. Vanilla for sure, and I'll agree with both of you. It's really, really creamy.
Getting any citrus?
That's what I thought I smelled. I thought I smelled citrus.
You're getting orange.
Yeah, but I don't know what I tasted.
Orange, but not meat.
Peel?
Definitely peel.
Okay. That's pretty good. All right, guys, let's get down to it. All right, Kelly, your score and how you feel about it. Unless you want to add anything else based upon your experience.
You know what? That's a 3.5.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
High marks indeed.
Whoa.
For me, that's high.
Yes.
What's going on? What'd you do with the real Kelly?
I would drink this one, though.
Okay.
I would drink that one.
All right.
First of all, it's not bitter. That's the number one thing for me that it needs to be is not bitter.
Okay.
I like the mouthfeel. There's not a whole bunch of things that I taste and automatically can pick something like that up. So that was pleasant. It's something that I would drink it again.
Okay. Oh, interesting. We finally found something for it.
Nice.
How about you, Frank?
Just dawned on me while I was sitting here. Mulling spices.
From mincemeat pies. Yeah, mulling spices. Yep.
Like, you know, mulled cider. It's got that same smell to me that a mulled cider does. So it's definitely perfect for holiday times.
Yeah. It's got a lot of malt going on, too. Yeah. So that's sweet. It's really, really nice.
Let's see. I'll go 4. I think this is really, really good. You know, I'm not necessarily a fan of kind of gimmicky stuff like, you know, this is for the holidays.
Right.
You know, I like to have things that I'm going to be able to enjoy all the time. That being said, I think it's a special beer. I like.
Like Short Yellow Bus special?
No, not like Window Licking special.
Okay, just want to make sure, you know, there's people out there like, yep. With that, but that's with it.
Understood. But 7% alcohol, I'm getting that a little bit, but spicy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
Good. It sounds like two people already enjoyed it. I might as well just join the bandwagon. This is a really, really good. You know, I don't really get into too much holiday beers. Like, I'm not a big fan of Christmas ales. They're just, there's something about them just don't mesh right with my palate. But this one is light, fluffy. It's got all the right seasonings and flavor profiles that make you go, okay, it puts you in a really pleasant, happy place, you know, right before your uncle gets you. That happy moment before shit
goes. Damn, Uncle Bad Touch.
Fuck Uncle Bad Touch. And it's really good. I think it's just subtle enough to make it super complex. So the more you sip it, something else pops up. Or you're like, wow, what was that? And you go in, next thing you know, the bottle's empty, and now you're giving hand jobs to homeless people. I'm just saying that these things can happen. That's how I started my career. I don't think there are bad choices. I just think they're just your choices for what you want to do. So, all jokes aside, guys, this is a very well put together beer, hands down. This is a pretty good brewery, I might add, from California. So, anything else you guys want to add on top of this beer before we get out of here and move on to the next one?
The first time I've had anything from Marin Brewing, so I'd like to try their whole lineup. Why the hell not?
So, that's a nice 22-ounce. Guys, these are 22-ounce bottles that we've done so far, and these are bomber. Frank, do me a favor and turn the bottle so you see the price tag. And this is what they sell it all the time in California on top. It's on the neck.
$5.99. No way.
Yep. All their beer is $5.99 in stores.
I would have said this would be probably $8, somewhere between $8 and $10.
No.
Easy.
$6.
Wow.
For a really delicious beer.
Nice job, guys. Way to go, Brendan.
Yeah. Make sure you email his ass. How do they email his ass?
Brendan@marinbrewing.com. And how do you email it? You do it on...
Perfect.
Or... Yes.
Yes.
Space.
Oh. All right, guys. It's about that time. Frank, take it away.
We're going to be drinking Lancaster Milk Stout from the Lancaster Brewing Company out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Let's see.
Wait, in Lancaster is Amish country.
It certainly is. LancasterBrewing.com. Brewed and bottled by Lancaster Brewing out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania and Wilkes Bar, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Some people may say Wilkes-Barre, but they'd be wrong. So I know you've been sampling quite a bit of Lancaster lately.
You'll see.
And
I'm not even going to say anything. You will see.
And it sounds pretty good.
I think you will enjoy yourself, to be honest. Unless this is that one bad one that slipped through the crack.
Never know.
So let's go ahead and crack this open. This one, ladies and gentlemen, is in a 12 fluid ounce bottle. And
Didn't see an ABV on it.
We'll figure it out in a second. Normally it's on the neck of the beer, but I'll find out while one of you guys are talking. I'll look it up.
If it's a stout, it's probably somewhere around 5.
Let's hope so. The young lady, and then some from Mr. Frank. There you go. Some of that, and for me. We'll leave a little bit left in the bottle just in case somebody wants it. All right, guys, so what you got on what the visuals are?
Dark chocolate.
That'll work.
I'm thinking more coffee. The head is real mocha color, so you're not getting really a whitish head like most people are used to stout or used to Guinness. And Guinness has a pretty pale white head to it. This is chocolatey mocha coffee to the appearance.
Okay. I found it on the bottle. It is 5%.
Excellent.
So, dark looks like a stout to me. So let's get down to the smell, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, in fact, if it smells like a milk stout.
Ooh.
It smells like milk chocolate. Is it me or is it just milk chocolate?
It smells like chocolate.
I'm getting bitter chocolate, probably because of the coffee.
Okay, I'm getting two chocolates. I'm getting milk chocolate, and then I'm getting mocha. Mm-hmm. So that's probably where the that coffee aspect's coming in.
Yep.
But other than that, are you guys pleased with the smell?
It's so pleasant. That smells good.
Yeah, that's how they fool you.
Smells like something I'd want to eat.
That's how they fool you. That's what happened the last time with the last beers I did from them. The smell was phenomenal. Now let's see what happens with the taste. Cheers to the taste. We'll start with you, Frank, on this one.
It's almost got a sourness.
Okay.
And a little watery. All right. It's not milk stout. I'm anticipating really, truly creamy. Now we're drinking it at roomish temperature, so maybe the warmth probably would hold up a little bit better. To me, it's got a stout taste to it, but it's almost bordering on porter because it.
What's the difference between stout and porter?
They're basically the same animal, but stout usually is a lot creamier. It's a lot thicker.
Okay.
Where porter is heavier than, say, your lager, but it's usually doesn't have a whole lot of creamy mouthfeel.
Okay.
I mean, stout is, to me, it's its own animal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Porter just kind of falls into, for me personally, category of a dark ale.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Kelly, what do you have on your experience with the Lancaster Milk Stout?
Well, from the smell, it didn't taste or feel like I expected it. It reminded me of kind of like wheat coffee.
Okay.
It tasted kind of watered down, and it actually felt kind of watery. I didn't get a creamy feel from it at all. So the first thing that came to my mind was like wheat coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. For me, you guys are actually right on that. It is watery, but it's got more of that water mouthfeel. So it's kind of like washed out chocolate, washed out coffee. But it has still got this lactate feel to it. On the back end, it almost feels as if you ever had a cold and that little film that sticks on the back of your throat, that almost phlegm that sits back there, or when you've been drinking milk too much, that film that picks up in the back, that's what I'm getting on the back finish, that creamy milk consumption feel in the back.
Do you find that pleasant?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. I mean, I have to put it in some sort of universal explanation. Doesn't necessarily mean it's the best, but everyone understood it.
Yeah.
So I had to put it in a way that everyone can understand that weird feeling they would get in the back of the throat. Like, what is that familiar feeling? And that's just the best way I can put it. So that makes this beer rather enjoyable. Yes, and snot and all that stuff is not fun, but we had to give up some sort of analogy for this particular beer. Now,
does it for you, man?
Damn it.
Whatever floats your boat.
Fine. You know what's going to float this boat? You just hurry it up and get your grade done. Kelly.
It's a 3. It's. I couldn't tell you that I'd want to drink any more of it because I wanted it to taste like it smelled. So I was a little disappointed in that. I'd give it a 3.
Okay. Would you cook with this?
Probably. Maybe something I would do with it. If I just needed to thin something out. If I wanted to add a lot of flavor to something, no.
Okay. Mr. Frank.
You know what? I'm going to go 3 as well. I'm a little disappointed. The coffee mocha chocolate flavor that you're getting from the aroma, I thought it was pretty aggressive. So I was expecting, a mocha bomb when I first sipped it. And I took quite a few sips to try to see if maybe I'm missing something.
Right.
But it definitely tastes watered down. I get what you're saying, Key, about that kind of milkiness, because I have it now. Like I just had a big glass of milk.
Right.
Not altogether pleasant, not altogether unpleasant, but this is definitely something that I would not rush out to get, unfortunately.
All right, fair enough. For me, I always tell people, always try. And this is a great example. Because a lot of people, I'm going to use another brewery for an example, Samuel Adams. Mm-hmm. It's either yay or nay with their products.
Yeah.
But you're either going to like one of their beers, or you're going to like most of their beers. You're not going to like 100% of their beers. And this, to me, is their weak sauce. This is out of the other beers that I've had, and I've already rated and talked about, this is, for me, their weak sauce shit. This isn't as, when you think, and looking at the picture, it looks like it's some churned shit, the way they describe it, and then just, you get that great smell. Then you get kind of disappointed. That is also like when Uncle Bad Touch comes over, hands you a present. You're like, oh my God, that's awesome. Then you open it. It's a dick in a box. And so now you're like, fuck.
Is it a big dick though?
Doesn't matter. There's a dick in a box from your uncle, Kelly. Like, that's,
yeah.
No, wrong. Put your hand out.
Play uncle?
No.
I've had uncles that weren't really my uncle. I'm just saying.
Oh, so that makes it okay? They have
possibly
a dick in a box?
Let me think about it.
Can you relate to this, Frank?
Not at all.
All right, me neither. So, guys, this is rather disappointing for me. I'm going to give it a 3. It brings nothing to the party. Doesn't mean it's not a bad beer. Now, for whoever buys this up, they enjoy the subtlety. Not overbearing, not aggressive creaminess. Whatever those complexities are that we enjoy, this is a simple stout. And it's a basic Becky stout. So this is just what it is. So, guys, I want to say thank you very much, Lancaster, for this particular beer. We're not too pleased with it, but we want people to go out there and try it. Remember, we're just reviewers, not critics. So our opinion shouldn't persuade you. It should entice you to go try it, even if we say meh. So I think that works with that. All right, guys, we'll be back after this commercial that apparently Frank came up with.
Friday night, you got nothing going on. You're just hanging out. Your friends might call you a loser, but you've got money burning a hole in your pocket and you're looking to get some beer in your gullet. Where should you go? OBSBeers.com. We've got hundreds and hundreds of beer reviews. Anything you could want, from stouts to barley wines to lagers to IPAs, whatever you need, we've got for you. Check us out on Instagram, on Google Plus, on Pinterest, on Facebook, on you name it, we're there. But especially on Periscope. 7 nights a week, beer reviews for everybody. Check us out, obsbeers.com.
All right, Frank, I've noticed we saved the best for last, in your opinion, and why?
Because I'm still developing my cider palate, and I thought this was interesting take on it. It is Iceman by Angry Orchard. It is 10% alcohol, and it is part of their Cider House collection. From just looking at the bottle, this is a cider that they make in a freezing process, which is definitely different than your normal kind of run-of-the-mill cider. So I don't know much about it, but I'm guessing what it does is it kind of traps the flavor a little bit more to produce something a little bit juicier, a little bit more robust.
Are you saying they're freezing it?
Yes.
Okay, so in the world of wine, to make an ice vine, what they do with the freezing process is concentrating the juice because it's removing the water.
Right.
So when the water freezes, so it's squeezing out that the juices and the sugars.
Right.
So as it's starting to freeze, they're probably, I'm thinking, skimming out the ice.
Right.
And then leaving just the essence of the sugar and the other parts that aren't. So if that's the way they're doing this, that's the only way that I can relate it, is that's how they do ice wines, is they freeze out water. So it gets super concentrated. It's almost like boiling.
Yeah.
So it's definitely thickening it up. So you ready?
As always, ciders are gluten-free, so especially good for someone with celiac disease.
What was the ABV again?
10%.
Well, we definitely ended the show heavy. Kelly, what do you think of the bottle?
The bottle's cool. Ew.
Did we say what size it was?
We didn't. It's a 750 ml.
And for those that may not know, you've seen a 750 ml. It's a wine bottle. So
it's actually got a cage and a cork.
Yep.
Hop that thing.
I'm sorry?
Hop that.
Oh, I just queffed.
I totally queffed.
It's Canadian for queef. All right. Kelly, don't you like ciders?
Yes, I do.
Wow, she said that shit like a kid in a can. Yes! It's horrible. Oh, or a kid that's happy that Uncle Bad Touch is coming over.
Wait, I said it, so I play Uncle Bang.
Gross.
All right, here we go. What you guys got? All I know is this is a very dark cider, actually. Very dark.
Super dark. For me, it's got a kind of a deep, rich honey color. Apricot-y again. Bordering on copper, amber.
Very filtered. I can see through the whole entire thing.
Oh, yeah. And usually, for me at least, since I'm still not a huge fan of ciders, they usually look like Chardonnays, maybe Pinot Grigio, something very light that to your eyes, it's going to say, hey, this is going to be, it's going to be tasty and refreshing.
Right.
So this is something different.
Now, here's the part that's really great. Frank, look at the legs drip down. Look at those legs. They drip down.
It's got serious.
Yeah, it's very boozy.
I haven't smelled it.
Yeah, this is very sticky as it looks. These legs are literally droplets falling down the side of this glass. It's crazy. Kelly, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's smell her up. What you got for us, guys? We'll go with Kelly on the beginning of this one.
Tell you what I don't smell is apples.
Okay.
It kind of smells alcoholish. That's kind of the smell that I get.
Okay. Yeah, that's about it. What you getting is boozy?
Yeah, I get alcohol.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Frank?
It's definitely got a boozy front to it, but I'm definitely picking up apple juice behind it. But if you're looking for a balance in the aroma of it, it's definitely boozy first, apples later.
Absolutely. For me, boozy applesauce. Like, I just smashed a bunch of apples and then I poured some alcohol in it and said, here you go, eat your applesauce. So it's definitely, and it smells sticky and syrupy.
It looks that way too.
Well, let's get down to it. Let's taste her up. Super sweet. Wow. Really sweet. Remember I told you they freeze out that water?
Yeah.
It's like really sweet, but it's delicious and it's tart. It's like green apple and sweet at the same time. Kelly.
It's odd. It is very sweet, but I almost didn't get that at first. It was almost like an alcohol burn and then it was sweet.
Okay.
Once I got past the alcohol burn, the sweet, it's actually pretty good. It just kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah. What about you?
I would agree with Kelly. I think that the taste is exactly what the smell was. Boozy front with apple in the back. I also agree with you, Key. It's sweet and tart at the same time. Dry, because my mouth is watering. Not necessarily in a good way. Again, my palate for ciders is far from developed, so I don't really know what to expect. I can only kind of share my feelings with the public.
Yeah. Fair enough. For me, guys, very sticky. First thing you're going to get hit with, you're getting a sweet tart to the face. Then it's going to be, for me, followed with boozy. And then with washed out on the back finish is more green apple. I'm getting tart. This is almost like a sour cider with high sweet principles to it. So the sticky part is what's sweet. The flavor is green apple. And then the overall experience is boozy. This is definitely something you sip on. I think it would be really go well with a few ice cubes.
Yeah.
To water it down a little bit. I think two ice cubes would be perfect. But other than that, it's a great experience for me as far as the process of how they made this. So, all right, Kelly, what you got for us?
The 3.5 again.
Why?
I enjoyed it, but I agree with you. I think for me, maybe what I would need to do is maybe drop an ice cube in it because it's a little intense for me. And I do drink ciders, and I typically like them. They're not usually quite so heavy.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I might need to water it down a little bit, but I did enjoy it.
Right.
Along those same lines, I typically don't like ciders, and I don't drink them. But to me, cider should be something that is crisp and refreshing, something that you really want to do on a hot day, or if you're sitting in a garage doing a podcast,
right,
sweating balls,
right.
You want something that's
today's flip you off has been brought to you by fuck you, buddy.
So you looking for something that's light and crisp and refreshing, and that's not this. This is definitely a sipping cider, something that is going to take a while for you to keep enjoying. You know, to me, ciders have always been chuggable. Honestly, something that you quaff as opposed to really kind of kick back and enjoy.
All right.
So I need a number, right? 3.5.
3.5. Fair enough. For me, guys, I'm going with 4. Just on the grounds of how different it is. The sweet and sour together.
Mm.
And the boozy aspect, I think it just goes hand in hand. And how thick it actually is for a damn cider. The color will definitely tell you. The legs will walk you through it. And then also the bottles just kick ass. I don't care what anyone says. The bottle's really nice. So with this over, and I actually enjoy Angry Orchard. And a lot of people may not know it. They are part of Samuel Adams Camp. They're at the Boston Brewery?
Boston Brewery.
And Manchester, Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts. Massachusetts? How do you say it?
Massachusetts.
There you go. That place over there. All right, guys, so there it is. All right, so we're going to clean up. We're going to do our closing statements, and we'll check you guys in a moment. See you in like 2 seconds. All right, guys, we want to say thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk, and right now it's going to be our closing questions, and we'll start off with Frank. Go ahead. Right now, for since there's three of us, we're only going to do two questions each, and how it works is we cannot repeat the same question.
All right. Which one would you bring to a barbecue?
Oh, hands down to a barbecue, so I'd have to go with the jalapeno. Ooh. I'd go with that. I think it would go really well with the barbecue. I think it's different, and it's just pretty cool.
Okay.
All right, so Kelly.
Yeah.
Out of all five, which one was your favorite?
My favorite was the holidays, Hoppy Holidays flavored ale. That was my favorite one.
And why? Well, it's not, as this, it was a part of that as well.
Because it was the most pleasant overall.
Fair enough. Okay, your turn, Kelly. You ask. You either ask one of us or both of us or whatever.
Okay, I'll ask both of you.
B. I'm sorry.
All of the above.
That's really not fair. Wow. I guess which one was your least favorite?
My least favorite?
Yeah.
Shoot, it would have to be the milk stout from Lancaster's. A little watery. Everything else is pretty much robust and full of flavor. That one was just what?
I would agree. Only because I felt a little deceived by it. I was expecting more aggressive chocolate coffee notes and really was more watered down than I would have hoped.
All right. All right, Frank.
Let's see. Let's take the Alaskan Jalapeno Imperial IPA.
Okay.
What are you going to cook?
Are you asking me or Kelly?
I'll ask you, please, since you're the chef.
Right. For that, I'd actually probably, and it's going to sound weird, I'd make a cheese dip with it. I think it would enhance like pepper jack. It'd be a little bit to also have that nice little bitter twang to it. I think it would go well over brock. I think that's what I do. I make a bechamel with it, with only like pepper jack, maybe some Gruyere cheese, Swiss. Put that over some Cajun salted broccoli or greens, and there you go.
I was thinking fish and chips. Maybe use it batter.
Not too bad either. I think that'd be a nice little.
It's got a good malty profile.
Nice. Kelly said cheesecake.
I'd not say. Cheesecake.
Actually,
why not?
That might be interesting, Kelly.
Why not? I like to bake more than anything else, so probably.
All right. Nice. All right, so it's my turn, right?
Yep.
All right, Kelly. What? Out of all the bottles, which one has the best advertisement?
Oh, the cider guy. The Iceman. He's cool. Blue. He's got a cool beard, mustache thing going on. Little Yosemite Samish, but cool.
Like a place you'd sit down on, all right?
Oh, absolutely. I'd ride that.
Oh, gross. Your turn. It's gross. Last question, Kelly.
Yep. Wow, this is the last question. Okay. Let me see. This is hard. These have to be beer questions.
Not necessarily.
I'm a girl.
Okay.
Which one would make the best glass?
Which one would make the best glass?
Yeah, like, you know, if you were going to cut it and you wanted to keep it, which one would you want to keep and actually make it like a glass out of?
The Iceman. That one.
Yeah, I would agree because the Lancaster, the Alaskan, and the Hoppy Holidays all have labels on it.
But they're paper.
Yeah. So that's not really going to hold up. So for me, it would be between the Stone and the Iceman. And I think the Iceman would just be making glass.
Absolutely. All right, guys. We're going to get you guys out of here. And like we always say, we want to thank ChillLoverRadio.net for allowing us to do what we do best here on Open Bottle Talk. And we always like to end the show with beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Yay. We'll check you guys next week.
Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.